ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः। ॐ मातृकाभ्यो नमः। Tonight is the first night of the sacred observance of Navaratri. We gather together in a small family to express our devotion to that Supreme Presence who is beyond any name, form, gender, race, color, shape, or size. The truth is, we do not know much about that great unknown. All we know that it is, but not anything beyond that. How could we confine that boundless presence to a shape and size? It's as vast as the cosmos that's still expanding. A space is still expanding. There is no limit to that. From that to the subtlest within the molecule, it's in the form of that polarity between the two poles. Spandan, that vibration. It gives birth to everything. Everything exists in it. And merges with it. So are we. We have taken a birth. We are living now. One day we'll take our last breath. Living this human life, we engage in the worship of Shakti. Humans have engaged in this ancient tradition of Shakti worship with the desire to fulfill our desire. We are humans. Every human has a desire to be healthy, to have enough to eat, and also to have some wisdom. So it is mentioned in the scriptures, engaging in Shakti worship in this form, the way we do, by establishing a pitcher. Kalasa sthapana, and then infusing it, filling the kalas with the water charged with many mantras, all the divine presence, the various forms of the mother is in there. In the pitcher is water, and while you are pouring the water in the pitcher, you are charging it with mantra. Water is the best medium. Mantra is not separate from the Divine Mother. It is her. She is in the form of that vibration of each syllable. Our pure intention, what we are thinking, what we are touching the water, we are pouring it in there. So it all may look very unfamiliar, but there is a lot happening in there. Pure intention, our bhav. If we touch water with any kind, whatever bhav we have, that goes into that water. Water is the best medium for vibration to travel. In olden days, the rishis would give you a blessing or a curse. They will take a little water, charge it with a mantra, turn it into a rock, and it will turn into a rock. Yes, there is a power in the mantra. and it's established. It has been established for centuries. There is power in mantra. And in our puja, we are repeating our mantra that your guru has given to you. You have taken a sankalp that during this Navaratri, I will do this number of japa. As you are repeating your mantra, the water, our body is made out of water 80%. Even that water is being charged with that mantra. Think in that way. It's not just something you are doing, your knees are hurting, your waist is hurting, your back is hurting, and you got a number assigned. And yes, that's a part of doing it. But there is a lot other things are happening. Take a little time to connect with that. Your body is a beautiful yantra. Your body is a yantra. And when that yantra begins to resonate with mantra, it becomes tantra. Tantra. Tantra means a system. A system to come close to the divine. Body is the yantra, you are echoing it with the mantra and creating a tantra, this system through which you can experience much more about yourself. We are doing sadhana some kind, you are fasting, you are observing silence, you are doing certain. So why are we doing it? And if you are doing it, then take a little time from your busyness, whatever, even the lots of, if you have long number of job, maybe you are just too busy with that. Take a break even from that. Take a step back. Be still. And reflect on what's happening. Through austerity, through mindfulness, through your focus. You're charging yourself. So feel that energy within you too. The mother is growing. Have positive thoughts. Bij. Bij means seed. You, most of you, I'm seeing who's sitting in front of me, you are familiar with the bij. Bija mantra, ang, ring, cling. These are all bija mantra. Each of those syllables have a very particular vibration if they are pronounced right. And that vibration creates certain effect. This is the secret of mantra. That vibration, ultimately everything is vibration. Everything is vibration. The vibration of those seed mantras that you are repeating as your part of your diksha, your mantra, or chanting here, some effect is happening. You're not just sitting here chanting, singing. You're pronouncing bija mantra. And that mantra is having an effect on your body, on your mind, and on your fate. Lines of fate changes by engaging in the worship of the Divine Mother. Bhagya ki rekha badalti hai. So, think about it, why you are doing it, what are you doing, what is your... The line of fate that is changes. Whatever is about to happen, if something bad is going to happen, it just takes a little turn and it avoids. So particularly in Navaratri Puja, in any form, if we remember Ma, with the purity of her heart, she listens. She listens. But we don't know that she's listening. We doubt her. She listens. Today is the first day of Mahakali. We meditate on the form. Please know, she is not just like that. But our mind needs a form so it can settle down. We meditate on the form. Just open the heart lotus and visualize just a red glow. Red glow. Red is the color of strength, shakti. Let that shakti permeate your whole being. Ma's presence, we are meditating upon her just in the form of a red glow. Let the red light permeate all over your body. Any obstructions, any ailments, any dark, just let this red shakti flow, dissolve it. Cleansing. Mother removes all the obstacles, removes death itself, removes any kind of ailments what is holding you back. Do not doubt it. If you are sitting, doing all this austerity, go full on, with your full faith, full trust, and be like the child. When the child leaps for mother's lap, child is not analyzing, child is not thinking, child is not expecting. He just leaps. Mother catches. So if we are calling her Ma, then let us be that child. Read that prayer, the last one that we sing. Oh Mother, I do not know anything. All I know is I come to you, I come to you, and I come to you. I don't know any mantras, no tantras, no puja, no path. Just this I was thinking, you know, this is like we children play with their Legos and make little things. And for Ma is probably looking at us and thinking the same thing. She's not like that. But by doing that, we are thinking about her at least. When I'm offering the flowers at her feet and her ankles and her knees and her waist and her... At least mind is focused on something. And wherever that presence is, it's received that way too. Whatever form, image you hold, that great unknown presents itself in that form. Somebody practices on Kali, so Kali, whatever image they are holding, will appear in that form. Somebody is on Lakshmi, she'll appear in that form. So, 1,008 names, she can appear in each one of them. But she is not 1,008, she is one. Ma, tonight let's meditate on her. In our sitting on the heart lotus, welcome that breath from the navel to the heart, opening the heart lotus. Steady the lotus. And just sit. She will come in that form. She may come in other forms too. So bow to her. Don't say, no, I want the red bow. So she can come in any form. And whatever form she comes, all I know, Mother, I bow to you. This is a very sweet Navaratri, very powerful. Lots of things are happening. Eclipses and the equinox and Rosh Hashanah and some Chinese thing happening. So it's a powerful time in all great traditions. So think of yourself to be a little different than usual. Don't expect yourself to be just like yesterday's. Today you are a new person. Look at yourself in a different light. Look at yourself as a child of Ma. Mother will definitely bless us all. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions. Thank you all. Om Har Har Mahadev Namah.